helping clients invest smarter and live better. This is Smart Retirement Strategies with Mike Riedmiller, powered by Riedmiller Wealth Management. As the president of Riedmiller Wealth Management, Mike's designation of certified financial fiduciary helps him guide you to and through retirement. Reach out to Mike at 402-524-5554. Now, Smart Retirement Strategies, the podcast with Mike Riedmiller.
So I think we've talked about this movie before on the show, Mike, because I feel like it's required viewing in the financial industry. The Wolf of Wall Street. You've seen it, correct?
Yes, I definitely have. Yes.
Okay. Well, the real-life guy that it was based on, Jordan Belfort, he ended up serving 22 months in prison for fraud. Now he's out, and he wrote a book called The Wolf of Investing, and he was recently on the Tucker Carlson show giving his not-so-great opinion of Wall Street.
So in a casino, you go in there knowing that the odds are against you by, 5%, depending on what game you play. So the odds are against you, and the house will win over time. But what if you go into a corrupt casino where they have loaded dice and are dealing from the bottom of the deck? That's Wall Street, trying to convince people that you could somehow figure out when you should buy oil and then sell your Meta and then somehow go into a steel stock. It's insane. It doesn't work.
So in hearing Jordan's words there, Mike, you know, it's not easy for myself or anyone really to think about their 401k being in a place like that. Is it possible to use the stock market, but at the same time, reduce the risk?
Lots of thoughts are coming to my mind right now, because I remember there's a 60 Minutes segment a while back or years ago. The gentleman said, hey, the stock market's rigged. And, you know, here's the thing. I mean, how do we really know what's behind the stock price? Because, look, you've got a board of directors, you have accounting, you have performance, and you've got to go off of these reports and the annual meetings and earnings and different things. So it's public info and it's verified, but you know, there's a lot of moving parts, so it's challenging. I guess that's why in retirement, it comes down to that planning process for retirement planning, investment planning, income planning, tax planning. But specific to this, when it comes down to that planning process, you do not want to have all your financial eggs in one basket. That's why having a diversified plan based on your goals and unique situation, and that's why my company uses Market Guard, that non-emotional, methodical, mathematical approach, when to be in the market, when to be out, when to get back in through the proprietary algorithms and investment analysis. Because look, Allie, over the course of time, the stock market tends to rise. Yeah, there's stuff on the inside that we might not be aware of and don't have control over. Again, do not have all your financial eggs in one basket. So you want to have maybe some money in the market and then other money other places, whether it's in the bank or rental property, dividend paying stocks, although that's part of the market. Hopefully you have a pension and or Social Security. And some people might use certain types of annuities to diversify, because it certainly, you know, you think back to Enron, the Enron days when that whole company went bankrupt and people lost everything. So that's why diversification based on a plan specific to your goals is a must.
And then do you find when people are getting closer to retirement or in retirement, they're saying, you know what, tap me out of the stock market. I want to reduce my risk here.
Sometimes, although a lot of times people have more risk than they're aware of. But yeah, some people just, you know, scared to death of the market. And there's other people that want to be all in. But I'd say a lot of people here in Nebraska and Iowa, they're conservative investors. They want a reasonable rate of return. They want to reduce the risk as they get older. And yeah, they like the idea of having some diversification. It comes down to that planning process. It's not a one size fits all, because everybody's situation is different and unique, because you got to be ready for what's coming, because we do not know what's coming next in the market, and we do not know how long somebody's money needs to last. So we've got to plan for those two things.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Riedmiller Wealth Management. Riedmiller Wealth Management is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Riedmiller Wealth Management are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show slash podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Reed Miller Wealth Management is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show will constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Reed Miller Wealth Management.
MarketGuard is a product company that provides model portfolios and investment products.
This radio show is a paid placement.